The Republican members of the State Elections Board abruptly resigned this week after they had signed off on a settlement of lawsuits over absentee voting. Leading Republicans now accuse Democrats of playing politics with Elections Administration. Rusty Jacobs reports.
In the lead-up to an election complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic, a host of advocacy groups sued the State Board of Elections to make absentee voting easier. So the board sought to resolve the legal disputes swiftly with a comprehensive settlement.
It was a very deliberative process.
Damon Sercosta is chairman and one of three Democrats on the five-member elections board.
There was give and take and push and pull amongst the various board members, assisted ably by both the litigation counsel at the Attorney General's office and our own agency counsel.
After a three-hour-long meeting, all five members, including Republicans Ken Raymond and David Black, okayed the proposed settlement, which still must be approved by a state judge. It would allow voters to fix the witness section of their absentee ballots by submitting an affidavit instead of an entirely new ballot. And the period for counting ballots postmarked by but received after Election Day would be extended. Then, late Wednesday, Raymond and Black resigned. Black said it was not his understanding that deficient witness information could be fixed merely with a voter affidavit. Raymond said he, too, felt misled. Neither one responded to WUNC's request for comment. But North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley says voters have already been casting their absentee ballots.
The board really should not be in the position of changing the rules midway through the game.
Republicans like Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest and State Senate Leader Phil Berger note that none of the settlement provisions were contained in bipartisan legislation enacted in June to address absentee voting. Forrest is challenging Governor Roy Cooper this fall. He and Berger accused State Attorney General Josh Stein, a Democrat seeking re-election, of colluding with fellow Democrats on the Elections Board to undermine the integrity of the elections. Forrest called on the U.S. Attorney General to investigate. But Elections Board Chairman Sercosta says the accusations are patently false.
It's not up to the State Board of Elections to decide who the winner is. It's up to us to make sure that your vote decides who the winner is.
He says that's true whether you're a Democrat, Republican, unaffiliated, liberal, or conservative voter. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.